MCC show number 24. Welcome to the Mayan Calendar Cast. I'm Andy Mack, your host on this day 5 at Snob in the Mayan calendar. And today I'm going to be sharing with you some news about what's going on with the MCC and Airstream Radio. And we're also going to call Jag Daddy live right here on the phone. I'm going to call him on his cell phone at work and see if I can get him to play hooky for like just a minute or two. You never know. Sometimes I can get him and sometimes I can't. So in a little bit, you're going to be hearing that. Mayan Calendar Cast or Air Radio Podcast listeners, you're just so cool. You're so cool. Here's an email from Richard. Richard writes from, I believe, Paris, France, if I have this right. He says, my mom is listening to your podcasts and summarizing them for me and my friends, all of whom are 16 years old right now. Thanks very much, and your site is really cool. That's from Richard, who is just, that is just so, I don't know what to say. Richard, thanks for taking a moment, sending us a note. Now I have more to say. Yes, right here in the nitty gritty. Here's an email from Yvonne. Yvonne is writing from Canada. She says, I'm gobsmacked and awestruck by the clarity and empowerment you offer on all your podcasts. Furthermore, to quote our Aboriginal brothers and sisters here in Canada, you walk your talk. As a longtime seeker, I can tell you my journey has been lonely and arduous. And the podcast, Travel Pet. Peaches, come here. Come. Come here. Get over here. Come up here with me. Okay, here she is. Say hello to everybody. Say hello. Now she won't talk, of course. Okay, sit with me for a second. Yvonne goes on to say, largely due to my own deer-in-the-headlights approach, which made me easy pickings for every self-proclaimed New Age guru from the Atlantic to the Pacific, who only ever stepped into the water of life long enough to get their ankles wet and rarely practiced what they preached. For the first time in my life, I feel I am not alone in this quest, that the proverbial Holy Grail is within reach, and that my firm conviction that we can do this as a collective has finally been validated. Yvonne, thank you for taking a minute and sending us that wonderful email. It's great. Just keep it coming. There are so many. I can't cover them all, of course, in one show, but I wanted to make mention because I want you to know that when we get an email from you, it's read, it's talked about, and it's responded to.
The true Zolk'in count is a gift to the future of humanity if we choose to use it. So how can you use it?
Well, you can start by knowing your true Mayan calendar birth date. Airstream Radio is delighted to offer the My True Mayan Calendar Birth Date Report right from our website.
Here's just some of what your 25 to 30 page personal report will contain.
An introduction to Mayan astrology.
Your most personal traits.
What you share with others of your birth year.
Your deeper self.
Your deepest and darkest motivations.
Your patterns of relationship.
Your days of peak experience for the next 5 years and much, much more.
Plus, a free bonus with every order included right in your report.
I'm Jag Daddy, 13 Jaguar.
And I'm Andy Mack, one read. Do you know your Mayan birth date? You can.
Your true Mayan calendar birth date report assists in tuning your intuition and fine-tuning your life to the wave cycles of creation.
Order your report today and start tuning your life to the cycles of sacred time. That was good.
Yeah,
that was good. You did better that time.
That weren't half bad. It's canon.
You're listening to AirstreamRadio.com.
Radio for the inside.
starting with Mayan Calendar Cast. We know it's been a little bit inconsistent the past few weeks, and we're going to shoot for a daily Mayan Calendar Cast. And that's what we're going to shoot for. We're going to aim high. And if nothing else, there'll be a whole lot more podcasts coming out each week than there have been. So that's a really good thing. Secondly, although Jack Daddy and I have begun to broach the world of speaking live. So we're going to be out speaking at conferences and at organizations and groups. And this is something we have both have a background in as professional speakers. So it's not unfamiliar territory. And of course, it's going to be about Mayan calendar and the human source code. So it's the subjects we're talking about here, so we'll be bringing some of that to you into the podcast, and I think that should be a lot of fun. So, in a couple of minutes, I'm going to call the Jack Daddy live on the phone and see if I can get him to play hooky at work for just a few minutes and share some of what he is thinking about or what's going on with his day today. So, in fact, I'm going to go ahead and pull that up. Let me pull up the program that I need. All right. Let's see what happens here. We're going to try to call Jack Daddy, see if he can join us live on this podcast from his cell phone at work. We'll see. Sometimes it works out and sometimes it doesn't.
Hello.
Hi there.
It's me.
Is this the infamous Jack Daddy?
This is the one and only.
I thought you might join us for a few minutes just to say hi and pass along whatever you've been thinking about.
Oh, my goodness. Who am I joining?
You're just joining me and the whole listening audience, Mayan Calendar Cast.
Just you, me, and God.
That's right.
Okay.
The whole bunch.
You want to know what I've been thinking about?
Yeah, what have you been thinking about today?
Oh, my goodness. I've been digging into the Mayan calendar and the transformation of consciousness.
Yeah.
And, oh, my goodness.
Yeah?
Yeah. I've read 100 pages since last night.
Oh, wow, you really have been flying.
I've been digging.
Yeah.
I am just, rereading some stuff I've read before, and I don't know why it doesn't, you ever read something and it's like you're reading it for the first time when you've read it before?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, there's a whole new, it's a whole new day today.
It is. It's 5 Etsna.
5 Flint, 5 Etsnam, and that opens a new door, doesn't it?
The mirror of truth.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it does seem as though things are moving every day, throughout the day.
Yeah.
You can really feel the wave cycles moving. So is there any particular thing that stuck with you from what you've read?
Yeah. Today I was reading about the Great Cycle.
Yeah.
The aspect of the Great Cycle where in each of the odd numbered days, how a transformation or an evolving of modern day religions occurred, and there was a new burst of light on each of the odd numbered days, which is Yang polarity. It's light on the west, western hemisphere of the earth, but also, the microcosmic is the western hemisphere of our brain.
Yeah.
And watching these religions emerge from polytheism to monotheism to Christianity ultimately emerged in the seventh heaven, which is the fifth day, with Jesus's manifestation on earth, and then Paul's conversion and basically taking Christianity, the first step of moving Christianity into the world. But something even more significant to me that this is phenomenal enough to see how on an odd-numbered Bakhtun at the very, very beginning of it, these events begin to occur, and this movement goes from the midline of the World Tree, both east and west, and it's a broad scattering.
Right.
It's like, think that Christianity brought the cross to the world, but really it's the world's cross or the World Tree that carried, that Christianity rode upon and carried it to the world.
Yes.
But something that occurred in the, it was actually in the 10th night, was because of the fragmentation, or more correctly stated would be the perception of duality, of a split between man and God, and which happened during these odd-numbered Bakhtun shifts, increasingly more with from one to the next.
Mm-hmm.
And again, people, humans began to feel like there was something wrong with them because they were feeling this increasing amount of separateness from the divine. And in the 10th night, Augustine came up with the doctrine of original sin.
Okay.
But the night cycle, which is ruled by, well, of course, it's night energy, it's yin energy, but also the advent of the actual doctrine of original sin came into our consciousness through Augustine, who was, I'm not sure yet too much about him, he was a Catholic figure in the Catholic Church. That's where the thought came from for original sin. And from there, you know, the necessity to, you know, of course, to be forgiven by God, to actually go on in an afterlife. But also this concept brought about the where the day cycles were bringing these religions to us, and at the same time making us feel more separate to God. This is where the beginning of, and it actually came through Christianity, was the beginning of the first thought form of us having, of life having a purpose and going somewhere in this life to another world, a new world,
mm-hmm.
which Christianity is called heaven. But it is quite uniquely exemplified in the scriptures of Christianity.
Right.
That our life here on this planet actually has a purpose, and that we're going somewhere. There's an intent of creation for us to go somewhere. And, you know, we can take that today and, you know, plug in a lot more to it, a lot more meaning, deeper meaning, or, you know, more exact meaning using the Mayan time science rather than just believing in a principle or a philosophy or blindly accepting, you know, a doctrine or opinion of theologians. We can actually nail this down much more firmly, meaning that the end of this 13th Bakhtun, the 13th of the Great Cycle, the 13th Bakhtun of the Great Cycle,
mm-hmm.
the Maya show us where, what our purpose is and where we are going, which is rejoining, you know, our entire world, one soul of all humanity, reuniting in oneness with the divine.
Yes. And that's a place, even though it's not a physical place, it metaphorically and principally, it is a place.
It is a place. It's right here on Earth.
Yes.
In our human bodies.
Yes.
In this lifetime.
Yeah, exactly.
Because this we're in the tail end of this 13th Bakhtun, which started, would it be like almost 400 years ago, 394 years ago.
Right.
And here part, there's like 5.5 years left.
Right. To the 13th Bakhtun.
I'm
okay.
Sorry?
5.5 years left to the 13th and final Bakhtun of the Great Cycle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the beginning of the 13 Bakhtuns is where the myth or the allegory, the tradition that's in many cultures, religion and cultures of the world, having to do with the Great Fall, that's where it actually came into being
mm-hmm.
at that time, in of the 13 Bakhtuns of the Great Cycle.
Yeah.
The fall where Adam and Eve were expelled from the garden. And now here we are at the end of that, the tail end, where we get to go back in the garden.
Right, right.
So that's what I've been thinking about today.
Man. Wow. Well, I am sure glad I called.
Me too. I actually talked to somebody about this. This is so cool. I am having such a great day and such a good time.
Oh, I'm so glad
to share it with you.
Well, that's so wonderful.
And God and everyone.
And God and everyone. God's listening. So, Jag, thank you for these few minutes. I'm going to tuck this into the podcast. And are you going to be home at an early hour or what?
Well, yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe we can get another podcast under our belt today.
Oh, wouldn't that be fun? Let me tell you, I am cooking.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody in Lakesh.
In Lakesh.
I am another you. You are another me, and we are actually all one, and it's only getting better and better and better from here.
That's right.
And, yeah, you're loved by the Jag Daddy.
Woo! All right, baby, you have a fantastic day, and I'll see you later this afternoon.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We managed a way to get us both in the podcast today, which is great. And hopefully we'll have an opportunity to do another one when he gets in so that we can shoot high for this aim of a daily Mayan calendar cast for you. The thing is, it looks like I have an idea about what we're going to be talking about in podcast 25, the national cycle. Well, it's called the Great Cycle, also known as the National Cycle. Don't confuse that with the National Underworld. The National Cycle, or Great Cycle, is a 5,125-year span of time. Now, if you have not yet visited MCCTV, which, by the way, stands for Mayan Calendar Cast TV, these are the videos that support this audio podcast. The videos will give you information that's just, well, it would just take a long time and become kind of convoluted and difficult to just explain it with words. We can show you very quickly by using images. So that's what MCCTV is all about. That's what this whole grassroots online podcast radio thing is all about, is people-to-people radio. So Jag Daddy should be here in the next couple of hours, and we'll be back at you in podcast 25. I'm going to keep this one brief, and we'll see you in podcast 25. Certainly, Jack Daddy brought some real meat and potatoes to the table. So it's time for me to close it up. This is Mayan Calendar Cast Podcast Show 24. I'm Andy Mack. Hey, visit us online, airstreamradio.com. The show notes, not too much today in the show notes, but of course, you can always look into getting your My True Mayan Calendar birth date. Why not? Helps everybody involved. I'll see you next time. Do you like this new piece of music? Because I like it. Send it up, let me know.